Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, I think you told me last week that you had watched the Superman movie. I started it.
I liked it. I really like, you know, I like James Gunn. I like a guy with a sense of humor.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, it reminded me of like the first Superman because there were lighter-hearted moments with it.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, I didn't hate it. You know, I didn't, I'm not like I was going to be like, ooh, that's the greatest, you know, action movie I've ever seen. I didn't know those other characters that were involved. Never heard of them.
Right.
Because I'm not, you know, I'm not up on my DC universe. But I didn't, you know, I was, okay, I was entertained. At the end, I was like, okay.
Well, that's all I'm looking for, man. I mean, like,
I like the dog, because the dog, listen, we adopted this dog, and my dog looks like the, Ellie kind of looks like Super Dog, so I was getting a kick out of that.
The dog was great to start the movie, and you're like, what is going on here? But no, I was just going to mention that to you, because you had mentioned it to me. I think you said that to me last week, and I was like, no, I never got a chance to go see it in the when it came out.
So what'd you think?
Well, I'm halfway through, but I've enjoyed it. I mean, so far, like I said, I'm sitting there going, okay, I'm digging this. Easy to follow, fun.
Made $615 million worldwide, so more than triple its budget.
It's one of the better DC movies they made here recently. Like, Fantastic Four, flop. And I know.
And Fantastic Four always, it made it, there's one version that made some okay money, but it never blockbusts.
No.
It never makes the big move.
It Marvel took it over and just looked at me. And then my man Day-Day said, I liked it. I'm not saying whether you like it or not. It was supposed to be gigantic.
But
with
the Fantastic
Marvel
Four, and by the way, and this is one for the nerds. You can send your hate mail to me.
Nerds!
You know, join on with Chipper. You call me a gas bag. And the Silver Surfer is the stupidest concept in all of comic book history. I'll die on that hill. Sorry, Silver Surfer fans. It's just stupid. And I just don't get it. And the Fantastic Four, you know, I like Ben Grimm, the thing, you know, the concept of it, but it's never translated as a big hit on the big screen.
It's a setup film to kind of get things going in this whole new Marvel universe. And then if you haven't seen it yet, I'm going to spoil this for you.
Okay.
So I'm sorry about this.
All right.
They introduced the big bad at the end in one of those post-credit scenes.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Because
you get the big bad in that one. So I don't know if the Fantastic Four are going to get another movie of their own, but they're going to be in other movies going forward. That's just what that was.
Was Pascal the right cast for that
Mr.
particular
Fantastic?
Cast? Yes.
I thought he did okay.
They're getting some. I saw some stuff on Reddit, and again, everybody's got an opinion. Free country, but he's on so much stuff now. They feel he's overexposed.
He is in a lot.
But he's great. But he's great in everything he does.
No,
I like the guy.
The problem with Marvel, and I know this isn't a show about. Comics.
No! Go ahead. We're
but
fine.
The problem
it's
in
the bye
my,
week. Well, we can do some cartoons. We can do some superheroes.
I think the issue with Marvel is the casual fans. They introduced all the popular characters the first time around, right?
Everybody knew them. Yes.
Then they got into this phase where a lot of these characters, unless you were a hardcore comic
person,
you're not familiar. So you're not going to get that attendance. So I think that's the issue. The casual fans, they probably could care less about a lot.
But what they did was great, though, was that they took some of those characters you didn't know a whole lot about, like the Guardians of the Galaxy.
And expanded on it.
And that blew up. That's been one of their biggest franchises.
Well, that was
right
James
there, so.
Gunn, though.
Because, again, he's got a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And this stuff, and it's funny because we had this conversation when it came out. The new Batman, all the new stuff, it's too dark. And like the Joker, and I know people, it was a phenomenon. The second one, obviously,
that was terrible.
Don't let Todd Phillips have an unlimited budget and, you know, control of the cut.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah.
Old school.
There's too much darkness in the world right now. I don't need that one. I want a little bit of escapism when I go to the theater. And this was, I thought, this is pure escapism and fun.
I agree. All right. You guys can chime in on that. That's just, I was watching that and I wanted to mention to Mike because he told me last week. He was like, yeah, finally watch it. It was pretty good. I was like, okay, let me check it out. 404-726-0929. You can text us. Let us know what you think. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to Dave Archer about our Falcons. Big O is back. He is behind the glass, our engineer, Day-Day executive producing. Let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download. You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
We're going to get to the Hawks preseason opener, but what about this game last night, Mike? I mean, back and forth, it looks like, okay, Patrick Mahomes, they're going to run the clock down. They're going to score. This thing is a wrap. And all of a sudden, Jacksonville gets a chance to go down and score. And, Mike, they needed one throw. They needed one big play, and did he deliver in Trevor Lawrence?
Man, that was so – and, again, it looked like – I don't know if you were watching, I'm thinking, well, this game's going to end with a fizzle because Jacksonville, there's no way they're going to convert this. And all of a sudden, absolute dime. That's the thing. We always felt Trevor Lawrence – and I think there's a lot of fans of him up there in Cartersville with good reason. He was like the greatest galactic lock. He's never going to fail. This is the perfect number one pick. Mm. And, you know, you wasted a year because, remember, they brought in Urban Meyer, and that was a disaster. And then Coach Peterson couldn't get more out of him. It was 1 year in the playoffs, and he's been hurt. So it's just been a bit star. I use the phrase star-crossed. And now maybe with Liam Cohen, you know, who rubs some people the wrong way, by the way. But maybe, you know, he's kind of like that Harbaugh, Sean Payton kind of guy that's going to squeeze the magic out of this dude.
It's possible. Here's Patrick Mahomes talking about the Chiefs losing. And he's frustrated because he feels like, you know, the record's not indicative of how good the team really is.
I mean, it kind of just talks about our whole entire season. I mean, I feel like we have the guys, and we've executed at certain points of the game and looked really good, and then we kind of crush ourselves with penalties and mistakes and interceptions and fumbles or whatever that is. I mean, it's just we've kind of done that to ourselves all year long. It's kind of been one guy here or there, and in this league, it's so close that those change games, and so we got to be better. You know, we've lost too many games already.
Another one of the things about the Jags, they're one of the more penalized teams in the league. Just 4 for 25, and to your point earlier, Mahomes is right, 13 for 109 yards, and just wrecked it.
It killed him last night. Set him behind the chain, set up long down and distances. Liam Cohen, Mike was just mentioning him. Here's what he thought about the Trevor Lawrence go-ahead touchdown. And again, just to describe to you, if you've not seen this, it's one of the craziest plays you'll ever see. As time is running out, you have no more timeouts. Your quarterback's foot gets stepped on. He slips, falls. He's on the ground. You're going, Chiefs got him. He's dead to rights. Mm. He gets up and somehow escapes the pressure that was on him and finds his way into the end zone. Mike, sometimes you got to have a little luck on your side. That's what happened last night. Here's Liam Cohen.
He got stepped on, and he's coming out of it, and you're like, oh, my gosh, throw it away so we could have another down. Man, what an individual effort. I mean, obviously – tough moment where I can only imagine where he was at in that moment on the ground. But to get up, break what, three tackles or whatever it was, two tackles, and shed some dude off and go running in the end. I mean, that's an unbelievable individual effort. Yeah, we'd love it to be cleaner and just make it a nice executed play. But at the end of the day, it's about winning. And I'm proud of the toughness that he showed at the end of that game.
He's laughing on the sidelines as if to say, that should have never happened. They end up winning the game. Big win for them in Jacksonville. Andy Reid even was talking about the Trevor Lawrence go-ahead touchdown.
I thought we had him there, yeah. But he's a competitor. He had a good day running with his legs.
Chris Jones getting some heat. You know, one of their best defensive players, which is kind of being, well, a passerby or a pedestrian or just watching it, a witness to everything that happened on that last play. He's just standing there, you know? And so, I don't know. I thought it was a little too over the top because he's got to get from one side of the line to the other, and that's not his forte. He's more going north-south than east-west. But just one part of it. The other aspect, and I sometimes felt that gets to be too much, but it just is what it is with the Chiefs. The refs are always involved. There's always a decision where you go, come on now. And they set that pick play on the touchdown, and it's a clear violation. When you're not running a route and you're blocking, and Patrick Mahomes, you heard the microphone, what's it 1 yard? It's within 1 yard of the line of scrimmage. And so that's part of what they do. They set those picks in the red zone in short yardage, and they had it. Conversely, when Trevor Lawrence throws the pick, the defender blocks off his receiver. Mm. I mean, it's a clear pass interference. The refs don't see it. But to your point earlier, and we talked about this on Twitch and on YouTube on our pre-show, Trevor Lawrence didn't get bogged down in that. He didn't shut down. It was something Troy Aikman said. In the past, he might get, you know, screwed up by that and was able to battle through it.
It's a good point. And a good win last night, and we got a good Monday night game. Hopefully we get a great Monday night game with our Falcons and Bills. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Basketball's back. Hawks opened up their preseason last night. They lose to the Rockets 122-113. Who cares? Don't get caught up in that. As I said, reasons for hope while you watch the preseason. Trae Young, 9 points, 8 assists. Richashe, 9 points. But we were talking about, you know, the game that Nikhil had last night, 13 points. He shot the three ball really well. And then we saw a familiar face. Clint Capella's no longer with the Hawks, guys. He's now back with the Rockets.
So now it'll be Rockets ball. They lead by 13. They throw an alley-oop underneath, and they score with Clint Capella. 102-87. Hawks down by 15 now.
We've seen that play a million times with Trae Young. Nice little alley-oop. Wish Clint the best. He was always fun.
What you going to do about it?
Yeah, always fun with us.
Great with us on the show. You're right.
Yeah, and but Mike, I do think our team is better without Clint on it with the pieces that we picked up.
Right.
Clint Capella has butterfingers.
All right, Day-Day, who is Nefali Dante? Is this who is, you know, this dude? He had 10 boards last night, by the way.
Nefali Dante.
I want to make sure I'm getting it right. It's an apostrophe F-A-L-Y. He's a first-year player from Oregon, 6'11". So I don't know if he's gonna be D-League or G-League, I should say, yeah, after this. But anyway, that dude had some boards. You know, I don't want to go Rick Kamla on you next level, but it is preseason. But yeah, they gave Richashe had the most minutes of anybody as he's continuing to develop, and also had a good job in the offseason playing with France. So good for him, man. Keep on trucking. And Jalen Johnson, 11 points, as you mentioned, in 17 minutes. Just stay healthy, baby.
Yeah, that's really the key. Meanwhile, around the NBA, we found...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That the Bucks and Knicks reportedly had discussions about trading for Giannis Antetokounmpo in the offseason. Knicks were offering, but it wasn't enough to compensate the Bucks.
Right.
I said to you guys, I would have traded Giannis. I feel like at this point, he's still great. Don't get me wrong. But for the Bucks, you've gotten everything you can get out of Giannis. You got a championship. I think they're just fearful. Like, nobody's going to show up at these games because he's still the attraction. You trade him away, why the hell am I going to watch the Bucks?
Right.
Like, look, there's nothing there.
Because you're in Milwaukee, you're right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.